everybody. It's Ophir Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another. And wow, feeling kind of out of sorts, but we have a show to do and I have some great guests. I'm going to call up Jonathan Coulton. Here we go.
Hi there. You've reached Jonathan Coulton's voicemail. I'm not available to take your phone call right now. I'm probably on a cruise ship or at a concert or at some other crowded place with a lot of people. Call me back. Bye.
He needs to change that message. Okay, I'm going to try him again.
Hi, Ophira. Hi. Sorry. It's me. I'm here.
I'm so glad you picked up.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a little stressful time. A little stressed out for no particular reason.
I totally understand. And you know what? I feel the same way. And I have someone here to help us.
Oh, great.
I have Sharon Salzberg here, and she's a meditation teacher. She's a New York Times bestselling author, and she hosts the podcast, The Meta Hour. Sharon, hello.
Hello.
Sharon, you've written 11 books, and your latest is called Real Change, Mindfulness to Heal Ourselves and the World. Now, I imagine everyone is reaching out to you right now just saying, help me.
Well, that's true. It's not necessarily because of the book, you know, but I've been teaching meditation since 1974.
Wow.
And so, you know, there are a lot of people reaching out either because they think, well, I've put it off. You know, I really should adopt this new tool I've heard about or read about, or they are relying on it more than ever, or all kinds of reasons, but definitely.
Yeah. And then people are like, right, meditation. Okay. Do you have something that I can do in like 30 seconds?
Well, you know, that's also very true. Like, what neuroscientist friends of mine tell me who study meditation and the brain is that, I've heard two different things. One neuroscientist said 7 to 9 minutes a day will change your brain in the ways we apparently want our brains to change. Another neuroscientist told me 12 minutes a day.
12 minutes.
12 minutes. And I usually say, first of all, I don't know if it's that healthy to go for the bare minimum, but it is also, it's like very American. Like, what's the least amount of time I can put into this thing?
I got to meditate. I only got 8 minutes. What can you do for me?
Yeah. Exactly.
But do you think you could help us? I'm a novice with a guided meditation, a short one, an American style.
American style. Sure. I'd be happy to.
Excellent. Okay. What do we do? What do I need to do to prepare?
Okay. So I'll say, because people are in all kinds of different situations listening to this, that you have to use common sense. Like, if you are driving, please don't close your eyes. If you are at home and you hear a sound like the smoke alarm going off, please get up and respond to it.
Right. That's a good right. point. I will say that I have some construction happening on my street, so that'll be a nice opportunity for me to practice.
Okay. So this is just going to be about 2 minutes for anybody who's concerned. All right. So you can sit comfortably, either close your eyes or not.
I'm going to choose closed eyes.
Okay.
Me too.
And we'll start actually by listening to sound. If possible, see if the sound can just wash through you, the sound of my voice or other sounds. Of course, we like certain sounds and we don't like others, but we don't have to chase after them to hold on or push away. Just let it come, let it go. Bring your attention to the feeling of your body sitting, whatever sensations you discover. You can feel the earth supporting you. You can feel space touching you. Usually we think about touching space and we think about picking up our finger and poking it in the air. But receive the feeling of space touching you. And then bring your attention to the feeling of your breath, just the normal, natural breath, wherever it's strongest for you, nostrils, chest, or abdomen. You find that place, bring your attention there, and rest. See if you can feel one breath without concern for what's already gone by, without leaning forward for even the next breath, just this one. And if you find your attention slipping away, don't worry about it. You can practice letting go and just come back. No blame, no judgment. you feel ready, we can end the meditation.
I don't want to end.
I know. I saw that. Well, sometimes I think, because that's how I usually end, like if, when you feel ready, and I think, someday no one's going to feel ready. And I'm sitting in a room full of people.
Honestly, it is so pleasant to just sit still and just be for a short stretch of time, because it's so rare.
But now that's over.
Back to work.
Okay, Sharon, Jonathan Colton has to play a theme song to get the show started, but would you like to stick around and play a game with us?
Sure.
Okay, fantastic. Jonathan, take it away.
Yes, I've prepared a special mellow version of our theme. Hello, friends. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from a very relaxed place here in Brooklyn, New York. This is NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and, well, Letting Go. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show today. Chelsea Handler is here to talk to us about her new stand-up special. Comedians Dwayne Perkins and Asia Lachey Bullock will help us invent a new backstory for Mr. Peanut. And comedians Mike Albo and Amanda Duarte are going to help us figure out, why is it called Zoom? But first, meditation teacher and author Sharon Salzberg is here to play a game with us.